Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Oh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we have Brent Grolnick in the Steel Studios with us. He's a sales professional at Grunder Landscaping Company. I think you're really going to enjoy Brent. We're going to talk about his career path, what he's doing now. I think you're going to love this episode. A lot of good morsels to help you with your sales and your prospecting. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since hydrangeas in Darien, Connecticut. I just got back from visiting my daughter and her husband who live in Darien, Connecticut, and I saw some of the most beautiful hydrangeas I have ever seen in my life. You name a variety, they have it there, and they flourish. It must be the soils. In fact, quite honestly, I saw plant material everywhere out there in the great state of Connecticut that were doing great everywhere, but the hydrangeas were definitely my favorite. The masonry work there is also incredible, and they use the good stuff there, folks, real stone. It was awesome. So if you live in Connecticut, I'm jealous. I'm going to plant a ton of hydrangeas in my daughter and son-in-law's yard and watch them thrive. Stay tuned for pictures. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. Brent Grolnick, welcome to The Grow Show. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Share us your background. I know it, but we want everyone else to get to know you a little bit before we get started here. Tell us a little bit about your background, when you started at Grunder, and a little bit your progress through there to where you are today. I think it would be very helpful.
Yeah, growing up, I always had a green thumb, loved the industry, came to Ohio, sort of seeked out Marty here as one of the leaders in the area. But yeah, started off on a team as a...
How many years ago was that?
14.
14 years ago. Started out on a team.
Probably on a team for 5 to 6 years as a team lead. Loved all that. We do a lot of high-end properties, loved the properties, loved my teammates, did a lot of coaching, had a lot of fun with it, loved being on the teams, loved getting my exercise and just enhancing the properties.
And then you moved into a leadership role and you ran the landkeeping department.
Yep. So I was a group leader for, I want to say 4 years.
Right.
Yep. Basically helped maintain the teams. Probably had 6 teams at the time between Mo and LK. And no, that was a lot of fun too.
And then you left for a short time. Came back, thank goodness. We're both very happy about that. And we told you that we'd like to take a stab at sales.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Surprisingly well. No, growing up, I was always a shy kid, didn't really speak a lot. Not sure I was really going to thrive at sales. Again, I sort of had my green thumb and enjoyed working and touching the flowers and doing all that, but definitely found my groove and enjoyed doing what I'm doing now and trying to get new clients and still enjoying being outside and getting the properties looking good.
I think one of the reasons Seth thought you would thrive at sales, I know when you would come back at the end of the day, whether you were a group leader or when you were your tenure as a team leader, you were always saying, what about this? You were always saying, hey, you know that backyard area, like you service my house. And you would say, you know, Marty, you could put some dahlias back there and, you know, maybe put a little shady perennial there. You know, there's some areas in the back where the grass isn't real thin. Do you want to do something with that? You're just really good at that. And our clients like that. And so really, those skills is kind of what you're doing. And very excited. You just got an award yesterday in the monthly meeting for selling $3 million worth of work in a year, which I never did that, Brent. I never did that. It's amazing what you've done. What do you think has enabled you to sell $3 million worth of work? And you're not done yet.
No. So $3 million so far this year, and right. We'll see what else we can get. Already starting to work on 2025.
Right.
I think that was a big thing for this year's success was just having a killer fall, meeting as many people as possible. Just always asking.
So 2024 was set up by what you did in 2023.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. You know, we've really enhanced multi-year contracts. That helps.
A lot of commercial work.
Yep. But for sure, just meeting everybody, asking people if things go well, you always ask for more. You ask if they have any more properties. Hopefully this fall, I'm putting a target on retirement homes in the area. It seems like a nice market we can get into. And there's definitely, the bar is low. There's a lot that could be done. And you go inside these properties, they look wonderful. And then you're outside and you're like,
yeah, that's I never thought about that. That's very true. And folks, what Brent's talking about here. I didn't tell you to do that. That's an observation that you've made by looking into things. What role do systems play that we have here at Grunder Landscaping? What roles do the systems play in enabling you to sell? And I know, like myself, Brent, one of the reasons I was good at sales was I was confident that what I was telling the prospect, I knew we'd deliver. And I know you know that, but give our followers and listeners here a little bit of background into the systems and some of the things that help you sell $3 million worth of work.
No, for sure. When I came back in sales, I think it was the same month I started, we started Aspire.
Right.
So yes, I am a little bit like Marty.
Yeah.
We are a little scattered brain.
Right.
Aspire, everything's organized. You meet somebody, you enter into the system, it is there. So when I'm driving around town and I say, hey, I haven't reached out to that client in a few months, or hey, I haven't reached out to him a year ago, or hey, I bet you somebody new is in position there that I should be able to talk to. I have it in the system. I know who to reach out to. It's a simple email. It's a simple phone call or text, depending on the relationship there. So no, Aspire definitely helps getting everything organized. When you measure it once, it's always there. So yeah, you could send the same client the same proposal and it's a matter of a minute. Year after year, obviously it updates the pricing, but all the information's there. It's not hard to reach out and at least put your name out there in front of somebody,
right,
whether there's a relationship there or not. But again, it's just following up and saying, hey, do you have any other properties? Hey, I see you're expanding. Is there something we can help you with? Yeah, no, it's Aspire has helped a lot as far as
what about helping? Because we know repeat business is very important. I'm not going to use the name because we want to protect the name, but you have a very demanding client over in Kettering. Their name starts with a D. They're a wonderful client. And I know they really appreciate horticulture. And there's a lot of nuances like prune this plant, don't do this, do this. And things that, quite frankly, we're pretty good at those details. So you as a salesperson, what are you doing to make sure those details are getting communicated out into the field?
Yeah, luckily we have some fantastic team members. You know, yeah, they see a
lot. Property maps, notes, tell me what you do.
Yep, all that. For some of these high-end clients, there's always communication back and forth. But yes, the team, when they're on-site, we have the same team on the same property.
Right.
This one is a weekly, so that helps a tremendous amount. And it is a very intense property. So we have the same team leader there every week. We try to coordinate it so we don't disturb the client as much. So if there's a team there for a whole day to help do the pruning, we sort of coordinate it. In this case, it's on Wednesdays. It just helps with supervision as well. If I can swing by once during the week or once a month to touch base with everybody that's on site, that goes a long way. But yes, the notes, the details, the fact that the teams know.
Pictures, such and do you such. Use pictures a lot?
Yep.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, whenever I need to empty out my photo roll constantly. Yeah, the team's knowing the plant material. So you put in the note that you need to trim the Rose of Sharon.
So you're not writing stick notes, putting on the dashboard of the truck.
No.
That probably would get us in a lot of trouble, wouldn't it?
No. So no, the information's there. The team opens up the ticket. It's on site with them. Pictures can be attached. And no, life is good.
Yeah. So and you have a lot of confidence selling because you know the teams will perform. And you and I have talked about this. And I'm sorry if it sounds like bragging, folks, but we're fully staffed. We don't have any problem with help. And that is in part because of a lot of work we've done in the H2B program. It's in part because we have a nice culture. I think it's in part because we have salespeople that care and put notes and pictures and details so they can go over there and do their job and not get yelled at by the client. Those are all things that roll into that. So any other, we have a lot of followers that have small businesses, you know, a lot smaller than ours. And I always like to make sure that we're speaking, you know, relevantly to them. Is there anything you would share that you think is important for a growing business in terms of the selling? You know, there's often this conflict between production and sales, and it's not healthy, as you well know. And you were on production and now you're in sales.
Yeah.
Any insight you can give there?
No, just understanding what the guys are up against.
Yeah.
Whether it's reaching into a shrub and getting zapped by bumblebees or.
Yeah.
This and the heat and the cold. And as I've gotten older, it's harder and harder to do some of that work.
Yeah.
So I appreciate all the guys and they do it with a smile all day, every day.
Yeah.
I'm sort of envious.
Yeah.
I'm not in the shape I used to be.
Right.
But I do appreciate getting them more work. I know they love the work and overtime whenever possible. So that's sort of my, you know, help them, make them happy, to get them as many hours as possible so they can get some overtime as well.
Tell all of our listeners what you come out to the circle in the morning and do once in a while.
Yeah, probably every other week. We have a lot of properties, a lot of teams, a lot of communication. The clients are always sending me information, usually it's emails or voicemails, and we'll play them at the circle, the stretching circle we do every morning. But at least every other week, I try to go out to the circle and read off so-and-so, Mrs. Smith is, you know, just so happy with everything, or right. We had this compliment from a neighbor that you guys turned off the mower when they were walking by with their dog.
Right.
And then you guys obviously started back up when they were out of the area. Just lots of, you know, little nuances that people appreciate right. That we get shout outs for. But I like sharing that in circle.
Yeah, and you do a nice job. And I think, Brent, and I don't think it's why you do it, but I think you probably get better work out of the crew because they like you. They know you respect them and you're complimenting them. Let's switch gears a little bit. You've done a masterful job connecting with property owners and managers. What do you do? How do you do that?
I think it's just communication, getting back to them in a timely manner. I mean, a lot of times I'll say I'll get back to you by the end of the week and I mean it. And if something happens, you can always shoot them a text and say, hey, I'm sorry. I'll reach out to you Monday morning with such and such pricing. You know, I just want to make sure I get it right. Just anything like that, some sort of communication. Again, I'm a big fan of just keep asking for more work, whether it's more properties or, hey, in our case, this utility work, always being updated with this fiber optics.
So yards are torn up.
Yeah. It's just constantly everywhere around town. So you can always shoot out an email. Hey, I see you're getting worked on. Let me know when they're done. We can come by and help you out. Or we'll see how they do, you know, touching it up. If it's not adequate, we'll be out to help you out. Just anything that you notice when you're driving around through these properties. Again, our teams are on site all the time. So again, they can shoot me. There's ticket notes. There's a spot for them to either take me right. A picture just to know what's going on the property. So yeah, just constant communication, I think, to help. And then just asking for more work.
It is funny. I would say that the number one reason we get is feedback on our teams and the experience with us is our communication. It's not your landscaping's awesome. It's communication, isn't it?
Yeah. I think people like to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Especially enhancements, just stuff they don't see all the time that we see. I mean, sometimes they have beautiful arb hedge and they're like, they don't know that if a couple of white hydrangeas in front would really add some color and some flavor. Just doesn't cross their mind. So yeah, just little things like that, I think people really appreciate.
Yeah. You know, we'd love to say, well, people love doing business with us because of our talents in horticulture and our design and quality. And when I've done follow-up, they say, your people are so friendly. Your communication has been awesome. And I say, okay, well, that's great. How's the landscaping? Oh, well, that's great too. But where you really stand out is, you know, property managers are busy. And if you make it easy on them, I think you improve your chances to move forward, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, even if somebody says, hey, you know, we're going to stay with our land, it's bidding season. So we're getting a lot of, you know, requests and there's some properties I've always wanted. So just throwing it out there and, you know, it doesn't hurt to throw somebody a proposal and, you know, worst comes to worst, we make them look good. Like, here's a second opinion. Here's some more numbers. So when they go to their owners or whoever their higher up is, you know, we're making them look good for doing minimal work. All they have to do is say, I've received your proposal and go from there.
How has your time in the field, we touched on a little bit a few moments ago, how do you feel your time in the field has impacted your success here?
I think it's nice to know what the guys are up against. I think it really helps on bidding as far as how many hours
something
takes. Just having a good idea of, especially we do a lot of LK work, which is more weeding in the beds and pruning.
LK stands for landkeeping. It's our trademark name for our maintenance services.
So some of that can get pretty tricky as far as expectations and hours to get a property turned around. And you have to explain that it's not going to be in 1 week.
You got a ground cover bed full of weeds. We're not going to take the property over. And a month later, those will all be gone. It's going to take time.
Yep. Thistle, bindweed. Some of those weeds are nasty. And we just have to explain, you know, this first year is going to be tough. We're going to get it right by the end of the season. You know, maybe we'll get you an adjustment for the price, you know, the following year. But right now we have our hands full getting things back in order.
I think the thing that I'm most proud of here at Grunder Landscaping, as we've grown here tremendously the last 3 years, is our mission statement. What's our mission statement?
You're killing me, Marty.
Oh, you can get it. I know you know it. Our mission is to create opportunities for our team to
grow and
succeed
by enhancing the beauty and value of every client's property and exceeding their expectations.
Yeah, you got it. I put you on the spot. It's okay. But what we've talked about in prior episodes of The Grow Show is that it's one thing to have a mission statement and you proclaim that this is what you're going to do and this is where you're going, but then you don't do it. We have created opportunities for our team. We got all kinds of guys and gals that are doing so much more than when they got here. We're going to open up another branch. There's going to be more opportunities for people down there. Tell us your career path with what you've done and the path there. for what's possible in the industry. What's your insight there on the industry overall and the opportunities involved here at Grunder and beyond?
No, I think as an industry, I think we're doing well. Everybody wants our services. Everybody wants it done right. You know, people are willing to spend money for something they believe in. I think as an industry, we're doing just fine. I think the labor is a little tight, a little tough.
Right.
Obviously, we have a lot of Hispanics that love doing this work. Thank God.
Right.
So that is very helpful. But yes, just to have a passion for the industry, making things look good, understanding the details.
Yeah.
I think that goes a long way.
And you're kind of hard on yourself. You're still in pretty good shape. I think you could go out on the crew and work pretty well. But you are a shining example of somebody that started out at the bottom, and you're up in a role now where you're not bent over all day in a bed. You're in a professional selling environment. I know you like your job. It's evident by the results you get. It's evident by how you interact with your team, how friendly you are. I mean, I just think that there are a lot of opportunities for us to grow in this industry, aren't there?
Yeah, for sure.
What's on the horizon for Brent Krolnik?
Definitely 4 million, whether it's this year or next year.
And I believe you.
Will
you be doing anything special or be more of the same?
I think it's more of the same. As we continue to grow, it's getting easier and easier to promise and deliver. It's getting easier and easier.
Why is that?
To bid on bigger projects and bigger jobs. Just because we have the people, they're getting better and better. We're learning as we keep growing. I mean, a couple, 3-4 years ago, a big landkeeping contract was 25-30K, and now we're definitely into the six digits.
Yeah.
And the bar is not high for a lot of these properties.
Yeah.
So just do what we're going to say.
Yeah.
Have the team understand what the expectations are, and it's a win-win.
Anything else you want to add, Brent?
No, it's been a pleasure. It's been a fun journey.
Yeah.
And it's just going to keep going.
Yeah. Well, I'm really proud of you. Thank you for everything that you do. I love the fact you have my last name on your shirt. You represent us with style, and you're a terrific asset to our company. Thanks for all you do.
Great. Thank you, Marty.
I hope you folks have enjoyed Brent Krolnik here on The Grow Show, powered by Steel. That's going to do it for this week's edition. If you haven't done so already, folks, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. You can text it right on over to them. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.